Cairo rebounded after a slow start, converting all of his kicks over the next three games. But an even bigger test awaited him in the Week 7 matchup against the San Diego Chargers.
Novak has hit 30 field goals in a row. Placement is down, and Novak, who has been just automatic for this team, he's got enough leg, and he's got it. The game is tied at 1:57 remaining on a 49-yard field goal by former Chiefs kicker Nick Novak.
I remember when Novak hit the field goal to tie the game. Coach Tome came to me and said, you're going to win this game for us. And I said, I want it. I want to.
Two things here. You'd like to drive and win the game, but you sure don't want to give San Diego a chance.
Oh, no.
I know a lot of people are saying they better get it pretty close. Smith better get him down. They're knocking on the door for this one to work because it's the rookie that's going to take a shot at it.
Clock moving at 20-20 tie. Alex Smith's mobility keeping this alive. Four-man rush, slant. Kelsey's got it. Breaking a tackle. Now two. He's down to the 38 of San Diego. Alex Smith, out pattern. Caught by Kelsey. Makes a man miss. Darts inside. Gets down to the 30-yard line.
34 seconds left. Chiefs down to their
fourth and two. And here comes young Cairo Santos.
They leave it to a 48-yard field goal. And there was some disappointment. The offense couldn't get it closer. And I would say that there was a feeling that Santos had about a 10% chance at best. I mean, there was very little optimism that he was going to put that kick through.
He never really made a game winner yet. So, I mean, sooner or later, he's going to have to be in that situation.
And this would be placed down at the 38. It will be a 48-yard attempt with 26 seconds remaining in the game.
We line up. They don't have any timeouts, so I know it's this is happening. It's go time.
Santos. Placement is down. Santos, strong leg, going right to left. The kick is up, and the kick is good. He got it. Asoche Ebol, Portuguese, for it's up, and it's good. The Brazilian kicker, a right to left hook shot for 48 yards out. The Chiefs have a 23-20 lead.
I saw that it started a little bit right of where I was aiming, but as soon as he took that turn inside, I just looked at Dustin, and he had his hands up.
I've seen that draw a thousand times now out of him. And so, you know, you're just like that. We got him at home.
It was gut-wrenching for me. I just wanted it to happen for him so bad. And when it did, I was running up and down the halls like everybody was wondering, what would happen?
How confident were you going up to it?
Pretty confident. Had a couple kicks in a row now, so that helps the confidence. And you know, I was just calm. And from now on, you know, I'm trying to make every kick, so the opportunity's come, and I just want to keep making them.
Cairo's biggest ability is always how he handles pressure. He's just always had this ability to put things out of his mind and focus.
I think that was really the day he became the Chiefs kicker. It wasn't in question anymore. He had proven that he could handle tough situations and he could make big kicks, and I think that really springboarded him to the rest of the year.
Toss power trap.